Morning, folks.
Morning.
Folks, if you have a case, you report to probation first.
In Springfield's Hall of Justice, several dozen people, most of them looking tired and anxious, crowd into a courtroom for arraignments. Judge William Boyle starts to call out cases. A woman in her 40s walks up to the front to face him. She's been charged with cocaine possession and trespassing.
This type of a charge, you are entitled to be represented by an attorney.
The judge asks her if she has representation or if she'd like a court-appointed attorney.
I'd like the court to appoint me one if possible.
And with that, she's introduced to Christopher Todd, a Springfield-based private attorney. While they're still in front of the judge, Todd quietly assesses his client's charges. An assistant district attorney mentions a separate arrest warrant that may or may not be active. Attorney Todd performs his first duty as her lawyer.
For the record, Your Honor, she did provide me with a copy of the warrant cancellation dated yesterday.
This process happens every day at most courtrooms around the state, as indigent defendants are granted their right to a state-funded attorney. Unlike most states, 90% of court-appointed attorneys in Massachusetts work in private practice, and when they choose to take on a client, are paid hourly by the state. They're called bar advocates. The remaining 10% are public defenders employed full-time by Massachusetts. That public-private system, which costs taxpayers about $200 million per year, would radically change under a new proposal by the administration of Governor Deval Patrick.
We have a new fiscal reality in state government, and we need to change the way we do business.
Jay Gonzalez is Massachusetts Secretary for Administration and Finance. Gonzalez says his office crunched numbers and determined that going to a mostly public defender system would save about $60 million a year. The state would hire 1,000 new public defenders with benefits and only contract with private attorneys when there would otherwise be a conflict of interest.
I cannot look taxpayers in the eye and justify spending $60 million more than we need to when we can continue to provide great services at a much lower cost.
Many defense lawyers strongly oppose the idea. Those like Todd, of course, have personal reasons. He's among 3,000 private attorneys in Massachusetts vetted by the state to take on court-appointed clients.
It would devastate my practice. It would probably put me out of work.
But Todd and others also dispute the claim that moving to an all-public defender system, like the governor wants, would actually save money. Private bar advocates make $50 an hour for district court work. That can mean drug offenses, assault and battery, breaking and entering. Bar advocates make $60 an hour for felonies like rape or arson, and $100 an hour for murder. That's compared to $300 an hour that many lawyers charge private clients.
I continue to feel that it's a bargain for the public.
David Hoos is president of Hampden County Lawyers for Justice, which oversees bar advocates in the Springfield area. Hoos himself only takes a few court-appointed clients a year. But he says even lawyers who rely on that work are hardly making a lavish salary, $51,000 a year on average, and they're paying all their own overhead.
If you were to pay a public defender a modest salary of $51,000 a year, you would also be paying for that person's office space, computers, legal research, benefits.
But Finance Secretary Gonzalez insists the numbers work.
We have included in our analysis all the health insurance costs associated with the new employees, all the support staff required, all the pension costs, all the costs associated with rent that we would need for a facility to house them.
Back in the courtroom, Springfield lawyer Brendan Pirelli has just made a deal to keep his court-appointed client out of jail. The 18-year-old had been arrested for distributing drugs outside a high school. Pirelli got the charges reduced to simple possession.
I would ask the court respectfully to adopt the recommendations in the matter of some negotiation, Your Honor.
Later, Pirelli bristles at the suggestion that bar advocates like him are not cost-effective. After all, he just made a deal with the DA to end the case.
If my custom was to pad my bill, I would have not done that today. I would have filed a motion to suppress and brought it to trial. That would have resulted in a high bill.
But budget numbers aside, Pirelli and others say the governor's proposal would also harm the quality of legal representation for the poor. The Massachusetts system has been hailed by the American Bar Association as a national model, in large part because the private-public mix allows caseloads to be spread around widely.
We can limit the number of cases that we take.
Larry Madden heads the group of public defenders the state employs full-time in Hamden County District Court, and he's arguing against hiring more people for his office. The only reason his staff is not overworked, Madden says, is because they have the bar advocates to call on.
In an all-public defender system, there's no stopgap. There's nobody else to take over the slack if positions are cut or if people leave. The caseloads would invariably rise.
Here, Gonzalez doesn't dispute the math.
I think it's true that the caseloads right now are very low for each lawyer, and I think we would argue too low.
Still, Gonzalez says, under the governor's plan, caseloads would remain well within national standards and on par with most other states. But his critics point out that several states are actually facing lawsuits because of crippling caseloads. Plaintiffs in Missouri and New York, for instance, claim the public defenders are too overworked to provide competent representation. But some district attorneys say the state pays too much for private defense lawyers and too little for prosecutors. They support a system overhaul. Northwestern District Attorney David Sullivan doesn't want the private attorneys eliminated entirely, but he says their budget has gotten out of control.
As costs for public defense have gone up, the district attorney's budgets have either remained the same or been cut over time.
David Hoos agrees that prosecutors should make more money, but says that's no reason to handicap the defense side. Why not start with cost-saving reforms, like better screening of clients so only the truly indigent get a free lawyer? Good idea, says Secretary Gonzalez, but it doesn't change the big picture.
And I've heard this from some people. We should just take a couple of these steps around the edges, and it's not that they aren't important and that we shouldn't do them, but it doesn't go nearly far enough.
There may be room for compromise, where the mix of public and private lawyers would change, but not as much as the government wants. Lawmakers have until the July budget deadline to decide. Until then, bar advocates like Christopher Todd show up at court every day to take on new clients.
One is a breaking and entering and larceny. Another one is a larceny.
Meanwhile, Gonzalez says the Patrick administration is scouting out new office space and streamlining its hiring procedures just in case the state has to bring on hundreds of new lawyers all at once.
And the fourth one is an assault and battery and a malicious damage to a motor vehicle.
For WFCR and WNNZ, I'm Karen Brown.